thought I would.
And,
hello! We're back! Today is October. No, what am I saying?
It's November 1st.
And,
although, are we posting it on November 1st? This is our second post.
Yeah, probably not, but you know, what are you going to do? Yeah, we don't have all the time in the world.
We can't be accurate.
But anyway, welcome back. We love you.
We love you too.
We hope that by the time this goes up, we've heard from many, many more of you.
Yes, girlomaticgirls@yahoo.com.
She's good. She's good, you guys.
Yes, I feel like a telethoner or a telemarketer. Telethoner.
I don't know what that is.
You know, it's when, like, they don't have those anymore, but, like, on public television, they have all these people sitting on banks on front of phones.
Yeah.
And they,
like,
and it's
QVC,
like Jerry Lewis or something. Yeah, QVC, I don't know if they do that, but, like, it's usually for, like, a charity.
Right.
They say, or for public television.
Now we have our callers.
Right.
Well, I want to apologize for myself because I'm kind of in a loopy mood today.
Don't apologize already. Then maybe that's an entertaining
thing. It's not a big thing. I mean, I'm just saying that I'm kind of crazy, so I don't know if I'm feeling kind of loopy.
That's a good thing.
Maybe not. I don't know.
A loopy.
And also, I just want to point out, you know, we hadn't, T and I had not agreed to talking about this, but before the show.
She's flying it. She's improvising. God damn it!
Before the show, I farted. And then I thought that T had farted, and she said,
I did not.
But she didn't. But she said that I would have smelled it. And I said, well, not every fart smells. And she said, yes, they do. And I just want to put it out there to our viewers. I mean, our listeners. I don't think every fart smells.
No, you're right. Every fart does not smell. Every fart does not smell. I amend my statement.
Oh, well, now that we're on the air, you should have seen how she was fighting me, you guys. Well, then it's no fun. I thought we had some kind of, for once, controversy.
I thought we were going to talk about something legitimate. Now you're flying in this. You loopy. loopy Lola.
Loopy Lou.
Loopy Lou.
Anyway, so today I want to talk a little bit about myself. I've been going through lots of trouble lately. Lots of questions about life.
It's the confessional thing. We said we wouldn't confess.
No, it's not really the confession. It's just that, you know, I guess I feel, the best way of putting it is I feel my metabolism slowing down.
Uh-oh. Dum, 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 dum.
And I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. For those of you out there listening, I'm going to say my age now. That's what ladies aren't
supposed
to do.
I'm not doing that.
You don't have to. But I want to say I'm 30. You know, I know that sounds very old to some people, but I don't think it actually is.
No, 30 or 20.
But I'm feeling it, you know. I never ever thought about eating, exercises, age, weight, none of that crap.
Well, you also stopped smoking in the last year.
Yeah.
Give her some positive feedback.
Yeah.
So you don't know if it's age or if it's the smoking.
I think it's a little bit of both. Because it isn't just that. I mean, I put on weight because of the smoking for sure, because I was, as soon as I stopped, and you know.
And how much did you smoke a day?
Wait, let me just tell the story. Because, see, we're already at the end. Was like, I was leading up to me quitting smoking.
Oh, all right.
And now
I did not know that. We're supposed to be spontaneous.
Yeah. No, I guess what I was going to say is that I was thinking about, you know, my diet, if you want to call it that, from when I first moved to the States. And I was 18 when I moved here. And for probably 10 years, so from 18 to 28, this is what I would eat.
Okay.
And or...
I'm already getting scared.
Yeah. Well, you don't know this about me because we didn't know each other.
No, we didn't.
First of all, I smoked about a pack a day.
Okay.
Of Marlboro Reds.
Oh, my goodness.
If not more.
Oh, my goodness.
Sometimes it would be a pack and a half.
Wow.
So that was, I would wake up and start smoking. Then I would have lots of coffee, much more than I have now.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I could get my hands on because that was cheap.
Mm-hmm.
Still is, I guess, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would start the day with the bagel, which is pretty good, I guess. It's not, I mean,
it's not horrible.
Yeah.
It's not great, but it's not horrible.
It was cheap, but it kept me
going,
for a while. And, you know,
and
I didn't feel
cheese?
Hungry.
Butter, okay.
Probably not so good, right?
Whatever. I think it might be better than cream cheese.
And then,
I have no idea.
I didn't really eat that much more in terms of actual meals because I didn't have any money when I was here. So I would, and I was living at this place called Catherine House, which was a residence for young girls.
Didn't they have meal plan or anything like
they
that?
They did have, they gave us dinner, so I should have eaten it. But a lot of times I didn't.
Was it bad food?
It was bad.
Yeah.
And it was actually kind of heavy. Not that, you know, as you can see, I wasn't concerned about health. I just didn't like how it felt. So sometimes I would have like a little salad or something. But I think I'd gotten used to my thing, which was vending machines. They were cheap and they had everything that I needed, the salty and the sweet. So I would usually have chips, which is, you know, I still do.
Mm-hmm.
And then a Snickers
bar. Like potato. Okay. Potato chips and a Snickers bar every day?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
And probably more than, you know, like a lot, like a whole bag of potato chips. Maybe. Sometimes
we would. Well, those little vending machine things.
Right, but
are
sometimes
not that
we would
big.
Go to the supermarket.
Okay.
Because then I figured out it was actually cheaper if I just spent right. $2 or $1
right.
on a big one than 50 cents on that. And sometimes we get Intamin donuts too and keep those in the room.
Okay.
And I alternated the salty and the sweet. I did this for so
Didn't
long.
You get crashes?
Like I sugar probably crash? Did. I mean, no wonder I was so insane.
You were not.
But I was also smoking all the time. And I,
right.
now I realize how much
My
of an
goodness.
Appetite suppressant it is. So I
right.
could smoke in my room. So
right.
that was mostly what I was doing. Now, one thing I wasn't doing was drinking heavily, which
okay.
I now do.
She's traded one addiction for another. Little did you know this is a 12-step program.
Yeah. Anyway, but then I was thinking about it, and I was like, wow, I ate like fucking crap for a long
well,
time.
Well, all people in college eat
I
like
guess.
Crap.
I guess that's what I wanted to put out there, too. It's like, is it... Does, I mean, I know all students don't eat, like, they don't eat super well, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know if everybody was eating. Like, there were girls in that place that were at least making an effort to have... vegetables and
yeah.
meat or fish or whatever the hell it was that they were being given.
Yeah.
They didn't look happy about it, but they tried.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were also a lot of girls who were starving themselves there, you know?
Right, right. So how long did you keep this diet for?
I kept it for quite a long time. I mean, things didn't really...
You didn't have much variation between the chips and the Snickers?
That's what I loved.
Snickers are good.
Snickers are amazing, and they have the best tagline. It's called, it says it really satisfies.
And
I thought that was true for me.
It was. Well, it has peanuts in it, which I know you love as well. But peanuts are actually good for you.
Right.
Maybe not in a Snickers,
yeah.
but
Snickers are so good.
Oh, they're so good.
And
they're
chips
so
are
good.
So good.
Chips are good.
Anyway, so things didn't really start to change in terms of eating until I moved in with Sean.
Okay.
But even then, well, he had, in my opinion, bad eating habits. Sorry, Hemi. But his were different. They weren't about... You know, they weren't as bad as mine, that's for sure. But he pretty much, like, only ate a few things.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, he only ate, like, bagels and pizza and burgers and pasta.
Okay. So no, like, ethnic Indian, Chinese,
no.
Japanese, nothing?
No, he ate some Chinese, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's common in New York.
Right.
Common enough, like, Saturday night, whatever, or Friday night, Chinese, but he just wasn't used to it because of where he grew up and what his family ate. That was pretty much what they had. So you know, we did start eating some of that stuff, but once again, it's not like we had any money, so it's not like we'd go out whenever we felt like it.
Right.
Like, let's have Indian
right.
food.
And it's expensive to have takeout or eat
or
out.
Or takeout, yeah.
So how, I mean, you guys eat very well now, it seems like. So what
yeah.
happened? How did that change?
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. I mean, Sean is very
great.
Health. Yeah, I think that he went through something where once he started to realize that there was a lot of other food out there and that it was great, then
mm-hmm.
he really liked it.
And what introduced that to him?
Well, I think partly just being in New York
mm-hmm.
and living in the East Village.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, I did know that stuff more from, you know, obviously, like, the food that I grew up with is very different, and I missed that, so
mm-hmm.
I talked about it a lot, and
mm-hmm.
then I started making some of that
mm-hmm.
at home,
mm-hmm.
and I don't really love cooking, but he, and he didn't at first, but then sort of started picking it up, and
oh,
then
I
he,
see.
He
that's
like,
cool.
yeah, so, you know, I would make, like, tortilla de patata, which is a Spanish dish
mm-hmm.
that is, again, also not very healthy, but I would make some of that stuff, and I would make,
it
like,
it's home cooked.
Yeah, and a salad every day,
mm-hmm.
and things like that, and, you know.
So mm-hmm. it was really like you're getting domestic with each other that
right.
changed.
And then
the
that
food
slowly
habit.
Started growing, and then Sean wanted to cook more stuff, and then we also started having a little bit more money, so then you could actually go out and say, well, let's get some chicken, or
mm-hmm.
let's
mm-hmm.
get some, you know, nice
mm-hmm.
vegetables, or whatever it is. So,
mm-hmm.
but
So did you want vegetables and you just didn't eat them, or did
no,
you?
No, I didn't. I have to say, and I love vegetables. I really do, but I didn't. What I missed was Spanish food, like from back home kind of a thing. And then I also thought about it that I wondered if I could eat such crap for so long in a way, because I'd had very, very good and healthy food growing up for a long time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it's weird that I wouldn't crave it, but I don't know. But anyway, I still smoked on like a chimney.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also started drinking together.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not like it's a problem or anything, but just because we were socializing and,
and
whatever. So then that grew, and I've been told that that has a lot of calories.
Yes.
And I never exercised one day until about probably 2 years ago. Because I was always at home writing, and I felt like I needed to move around, and Sean was like...
But you were athletic as a kid, right?
Yeah, as a little kid, but it was never like pushed on me not pushed, what do you call it? Like supported or...
Right, right. It wasn't encouraged. But your grandmother took you to swim lessons, right?
Yeah, when I was very little, yeah.
And you did soccer, right?
I played soccer in school and hockey and I don't know if I was athletic in the sense that, because my family was quote unquote artistic, they looked down upon sports, and you know, to this day I'm pissed off at them for not supporting my athletic habits, because I was good at a lot of sports. I ran track a lot and everything, and they just thought that it was like stupid people did that, which is so ridiculous.
Yeah, it's very old-fashioned.
Like, thanks, Mom and Dad.
My parents had a similar attitude. I mean, they're not artistic, but they're academic. And, I mean, being Chinese, they did not find... I mean, like, sports and athletics is just kind of baffling to them. And then as a kid in the United States, I mean, thank God I wasn't a boy, in a sense, because... you have to be good in sports in the United States as a kid, as a boy. As a girl, you also should be athletic. And I absolutely just had no coordination up through, you know, 6th, 7th grade. I just afraid of a ball because I had never touched one. And it was really stressful because...
Yeah, it is stressful.
It's very stressful.
Also, girls at that age...
It gives you some confidence to move.
And girls need a little bit more encouragement during that age, too. And certainly also when you're growing boobs and getting your period and all of that stuff. Like, you feel so much more...
Your balance is all off.
Yeah.
Like, you're really divorced from your physical self. Or you can be... If you already aren't. And I felt like I very much wasn't. To this day, my parents are in their 60s now. My mother exercises every day.
She does? What does she do?
She does like this, you know, basically like an exercise bike. It's called a Nordic track. She does,
does
it
she watch television?
Out. Yes.
What does she watch?
She watches the stocks.
She does?
She does.
Oh my God, does she do that? Does she have stocks?
She's a total stock, you know, stock investor kind of thing.
Because T over here watches, why don't you tell them what you watch when you exercise?
I watch Bergman.
Like mother, like daughter, or not. That's so funny. Both of those are very specific and weird things to be watching.
Yeah, exactly. I think she watches, like, the CNBC whatever, you know, like Jim Cramer, all those investor kind of people. She knows all of them. And we have a friend who sometimes is on. She's like,
that's
going to
be more different in a way. You're watching, like, Seeds from a Marriage.
Wild Strawberries.
In Swedish.
I generally watch...
Grille. Like, how can you read, the subtitles?
That's good. That actually sounds like I understand that.
You did?
Yes, it means...
Well,
like, give me my strawberry back.
Where is the damn strawberry?
I want my strawberry.
These are some wild
things. Have it. When I was younger.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
Damn you. Exercising. And whether you're encouraged to exercise. Okay, so...
Can I just say that?
Yes.
Because you said you had no coordination, and I'm sorry, but I just started taking this flamenco class.
Oh, really?
And in the first class, the teacher said, she's like...
Is it complex? Like, it's quite complex, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So, you know, it's not easy, but she said, she's like, oh, it's about, like, maybe, no, it's like 15 or 20 women, girls. Like, it's all girls. And she said, well, have all of you guys taken dancing before? And as it turned out, all of us but one had. And that one girl, like, I had never taken flamenco, but I did dance lessons and stuff when I was little. And
so
I always
there you
them.
Go, you had that.
Yeah.
That's
no,
good.
I was totally athletic as a little kid
active,
but yeah. And everybody else had taken some kind of dance, and this one girl, who was this tiny little girl, who hadn't taken any dancing. And the funny thing was that
if she hadn't
said it, we would have known anyway. Because this poor thing. I mean, I had to stop myself from laughing because, like, the teacher would go right, and she would like shoot out left. But it was this total. Like, I actually think she might have some kind of
dyslexia or something.
Yeah, and also some like weird learning disorder because she was like diagonally crossing the fucking room when we were all going, like, you know, taking a step right or something. She was on her own world, and I was watching her because she was next to me going, what is the matter with you?
Like, she's the one, like, the retard in the class.
Like,
what is that?
Sorry.
Your cell phone?
Sorry, it's my cell phone.
Is it Sean?
It's Sean, and I have
Gina.
Al on my cell phone from Scarface.
She loves Al.
And it says, money, power, respect. Just thought you guys should know that. I'm going to tell
money,
you.
Power, and respect.
I do love Al, I have to say. He's one of my few but true
loves.
Would you
give Sean up for Al?
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I mean, have you seen him lately? Maybe if we're talking...
I have seen him. I just saw him.
If we're talking, like, if they were both at 30, it would be a little harder for me to pick Sean, but...
Mm-hmm. But now,
I mean, the guy's like a grandpa, right? Isn't he like 70-something?
Gosh, I don't know.
He's
in his 60s at least.
Yeah, but I love him anyway. But it's not that kind of love, you know?
No, it's respect. Power, money, and respect.
Something like that.
It's respect.
Hello, pussycat.
Hello, pussycat. That's from Scarface. You know what you need? You need a job.
Anyway, so so that's all I had to say. It wasn't that exciting, but
no, that's very interesting. I mean, the whole exercise and metabolism. So where you are now, this Lego class is that, you know?
Yeah. So here's the thing where I start getting pissed off.
This girl's shooting off on her own. She's doing her own thing.
But right now, you guys, I quit smoking a year ago. So yeah,
great,
and all of that. However,
I'm not too happy about it.
No, I have to say, like, I feel proud because I know how hard it was, and it was very difficult to give up, and I hadn't quite realized what an addiction it was. Until I stopped and all of that stuff. Everybody said you're gonna feel much better. I don't really feel that much better. I mean, I think I can overall, like, I can run a little more and stuff like that, but it's not a significant thing.
I have noticed you get sick less. I mean, we'll see how
that's
it
true.
Comes when
and that was
winter.
One of the main reasons that I wanted to quit was because I got bronchitis twice, like pretty close to one another. So obviously that wasn't good. So I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. Now I'm starting to see huge effects of this already, and I just, you know, I don't want to be dealing with it. So that was one of my main reasons to finally stop. But so I'm proud of it and all of that, and I know how bad it is. I mean, I'm not in denial about it in a way. However, I miss it, and I would take it up in a second again if I didn't know how bad it was, or like if I didn't feel like I was going to waste all of this time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from the smoking stuff, it's like, you know, so because of the smoking, in a way, I put on 15 pounds. I started eating a lot more chocolate and a lot more. So I just eat a lot more now.
Mm-hmm,
I'm like
mm-hmm.
a little monster. I drink more,
mm-hmm,
I think, because
mm-hmm.
I'm not smoking as much and I have this, like, nervous energy. So
mm-hmm,
I end up
mm-hmm,
drinking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
My life is a mess. Then I work, you know, I'm an adult and I work. I always had the work thing, so I can't blame age on that because I was always one of those, like, weird little, like, responsible kids who always finished her homework and all that crap. So that's still the same. But, you know, now I'm like, oh, I gotta go to the gym and work out, and I just don't like it. I don't mean the working out. I don't like gyms. I don't like taking care of my body.
Well, why do you think I run in front of Bergman?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I don't have enough space in my house.
Yeah.
Do you run on a machine or just on the floor?
Well, I used to have a stair stepper. Like,
right.
I have to have something that can fit under the bed. That broke, so then I just ran in place, which is lame. But, you know, it gets
maybe
the
I'll
job done
that.
Sometimes. You know, you do what you can in these tiny New York places.
Maybe I need to rearrange the furniture because I just, like, the space between my bed and the TV is too little.
I would
be like right up against the TV.
Right. You could maybe do it like against the back wall if you have any space on the side of the bed.
Not really, but I could try. That's it. We're moving the furniture. And then what do you think I would watch? Maybe Al?
You would watch Al. You would watch anything. I sometimes watch, like, just recently I've started to get into TV shows just because I'm curious. Yeah. And I see it as, like, you know, we always have to kind of get, look at, you're always looking at stuff because in the writing and film stuff. And it's my opportunity to kill two birds. See, my thing is always like, why do one thing when you can do two things? I'm brushing my teeth in the shower.
Yeah.
I'm watching some like movie when I'm working out.
I think a lot of women are like that actually. They multitask naturally. Yeah.
I think there are guys who do that too though. But you know, be that as it may, maybe it is.
Also the exercising thing. I mean, a lot of people find it boring, I know. So it's like watching television or listening to a podcast.
Yes, a podcast. We can help you on your run.
Incidentally, I started to listen to podcasts about a year ago because I was exercising. Like, exercising really helped me stop smoking. I have to say that. Like, that's why I started really doing it. Because, again, I had that nervous energy, and it was one of the few things that put my mind out. And then I got on an iPod and I started listening to podcasts, which were
while you exercise.
Yeah.
I've put some things on my iPod that I listen to more now because we don't have commutes here in New York.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a commute on the train.
But if you're commuting the train, you probably don't want to be listening to your iPod because anybody could like cap you any second.
I don't understand.
Like, attack you. Oh. Or, like, try to kill you.
Oh, right. Do you think about that? Sometimes I
do, but I'm sick that way. I'm always thinking that somebody's going to...
So you're saying, like, you know, those people who are on the train, like, wearing their... or listening to music are less aware and they could get hit.
Well, I know I am.
Yeah.
I was kidding about the, you know, capping, like, somebody's going to come in and shoot you. Like,
right.
It's a jungle
right,
right, right. I was kidding about that.
No, but I...
You know what I have? I'm not so much scared of people, weirdly enough, like, outside. Like, I don't think everybody's going to attack me or anything. But I have things like, I think it's, like, leftover post-traumatic stress disorder, like, from the war or something. It's like, if I open a door to a room... I always think, like, somebody's going to be behind, like, I need
really?
To check
you
behind.
Think that?
Yeah.
Really?
That kind
you know,
of
that's
stuff.
Very funny because James, my husband, won't sit, who is he? Who is
With
he
his
guy?
Back to a window?
He won't sit with his back to the door.
Right.
He doesn't like in a restaurant to sit with his back to the door because he liked to be able to shoot somebody or run if they see them coming in. And
he's always packing, I know that.
Yeah, he's always packing heat. So I don't have that, but I'm paranoid for other reasons. Like,
why does he have that?
I don't know why that comes from. I wonder if it's sort of a primal thing, like an animalistic thing. Like, he'd like to see who's coming through the
door. Yeah, I don't like that either. I don't like having my back to a window or to, a door.
It's actually a feng shui thing. You're not supposed to do that.
Well, I've got shot a couple of times that way.
Well, you know, that's a legitimate reason to have fear.
Yeah, I don't want to be so stupid as to put myself into that situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do that. We've all seen The Godfather.
What do you mean?
In that restaurant scene, the turning point.
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with... They hide that gun in the bathroom.
That's right. But doesn't he sit so that he can see the whole room? Isn't that one part of the conversation?
I don't think so. Is that? I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while.
No, they go through
and you
the
know
whole
it much
thing
better than me.
I watch it every day.
She loves the owl.
Anyway, I think we've lost our... It's just
we've
to say
lost
that
train of thought.
I just
lost it. We're lost.
For those people who don't love exercising, and because I know they're out there, and I'm not trying to criticize you. I think it's great. I'm just not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not, you know.
What is the key?
No, I guess I'm trying to say, like, is there anybody else out there who feels like it's a fucking drag to have to do these things? And you do them anyway because you have to and you know it's the right thing, but do you feel like you're betraying yourself on some level? Because that's what I feel like sometimes.
That's very interesting.
I'm like, this is
you
not
feel
me.
Like you're, because do you think that it's also like because you're Spanish and it's a very American thing to be exercising all the day?
I don't
time.
Only see it as like
a cultural thing,
but I suppose in a way it's true because I grew up there and it wasn't emphasized the way that it is here. And again, I know that exercising is very healthy. I think everybody should do it. Kids should do it. But, and maybe if I had been taught that from an early age, I wouldn't be having such a problem now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also not naive enough to, again, I know there's a lot of people who do it and they don't like to either. Mm-hmm. But Sean, for example, enjoys it. Like, he likes it.
He actually likes going and he gets himself there.
Yeah, I think he likes feeling, you know, like seeing the progress in his body and like working different parts. And he likes how he feels afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I like how I feel afterwards. I don't like doing it. I'm like you. I'm just sort of like, I have to drag myself to do it.
But then,
every
day. That's not healthy either. This is what I'm. Hence, me taking
hair.
Flamenco class and swimming are my options.
See, these are good things.
But it's like, I don't, you know, maybe I don't need to be in a fucking gym, like running like a gerbil and those things. Like, it's just depressing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what am I doing here?
I agree that you should find something that makes it fun for you to do.
Right.
I mean, James is like that. He doesn't well, we got into this mode where we were training for the marathon because by accident or by luck or by bad fate, we put our names into a lottery because I was convinced by a very good friend of mine to run a half marathon, which I did.
All right.
Which was fun, but it was also just crazy because I wasn't trained for it or anything. But it was sort of fun to get into the zone.
Right.
But it was, every day it was a drag, and I actually was going through kind of a hard time. So towards the end, you know, when you're not feeling so great and you drag yourself out on that run, like, you know, after an hour you feel good. And I think it did sort of help me through that hard time. But during it, it was just like you could, you know, when you're not feeling like you can get out of bed, then also getting out of bed to run is like an extra effort. And I think it should be about doing what's fun. It
right.
shouldn't be about doing a have to.
Right, but then people are like, well, who said exercise was going to be fun? Like, no pain, no gain, you know? Like,
well, that's just...
Yeah, but I mean, nobody likes to, like, how, you know, the logistics, like, you eat less and you exercise more so you burn more calories. Like, no one ever said that's going to be fun. Like,
No, I would eat.
You know?
And liposuction and crash diets, those aren't helpful.
Those don't work either.
You know, there is a very basic sort of amount of exercise that you have to do in order to be healthy. And perhaps, as one guy, I had a cab driver who was training to be a physical trainer, mm-hmm. and he was just really talkative. It was kind of funny. He's like, you know, he's like, you have to put in the time to look good naked.
I think he was trying to tell you something.
Maybe he was. Maybe.
James was like, huh?
I was sexually harassed in a cab.
Well, I would say he was trying to just be friendly.
Well, he was being very friendly. We talked about what training he
did.
Did
he put his hand on you at any point?
No, he had both hands on the driving wheel. That's good. And I was in the back seat.
And he didn't give you his number?
He did not. He did not.
Just checking.
Yeah, he was, I guess it was like, you know, in retrospect, I never know when people are hitting on or whatever, or being flirty.
Hmm.
Like, I can't always pick up on that. So,
you must know sometimes, because some of them are pretty fucking obvious.
Some of them are obvious. Some of them are obvious. But when a girl...
Where are you going?
Maybe that's what our next lesson is about. When are they being really flirty? I have some historically, which I regret deeply, clueless moments of missing when somebody has been flirting.
Like what? Tell me one.
Well, we're into minute 26. Do we want to get into that?
All right. Tune in next week for tea getting come on to.
We're getting lessons about when I am getting come on.
Thank you for listening.
girlmaticgirls@yahoo.com.
Okay, start over again.
girlmaticgirls@yahoo.com. We want to hear from you. Does working out suck? Do you love it? Do you hate it? How do you do it? Is there a magic potion key? Do you look good naked?
I just want to say thank you for listening to my rant. I know it's annoying, but thanks for joining us.
I liked your rant.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.